Friends bring happiness into your life. Best friends bring beer. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the perfect pour. It's a craft beer show. Show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Next couple hours, going to be hanging out with you, drinking a lot of beer, talking a lot of craft beer culture news, a lot of voicemails from the listeners across the country chiming in with their beer things. Oh, and it's hefty this week.
Yes.
It's post 805 day. And there's going to be a lot of voicemails, I feel like, concerning 805 day. And we're also going to give you some beer releases to look out for and various other things in the world of our world of craft beer. Hope you're ready, man. A couple of beers we have before the show. Tailgating from Drake's Brewing. Hashtag drink Drake's. The Noggenizer Double IPA. Classic Double IPA.
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 Yay.
Yay.
Nice clean double.
Double, yeah.
Not.
Nothing hazy about it.
They didn't haze it yet.
Nope. They malted it, but didn't haze it.
Yet.
And then there was also from Kushnock Brewing. Their sour, the Axis of Sour from Kushnock. I found enjoyable. Wasn't too tart, and it had the dill pickle flavoring that I am okay with.
Well, you got a whole half a crowler getting warm. Yeah. You better get to it.
Yeah, it's all yours. All yours.
Not everybody likes the dill pickle flavor.
Sweet pickle, bro.
Fine. That wasn't sweet. I wouldn't say
I prefer pickle. Sweet pickle.
Oh, what? You're the guy. You're the guy.
That's right.
Man, Matt, you've got... sweet pick. Now you're a sweet pickle guy and you're a craisins over raisins guy.
Yep.
How can we sit this close together?
Next week, bigger table. Yeah,
you start talking about pineapple on pizza.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, God dang it. We have to do separate shows now. Or I have to make a booth. Or I'm going to have to sit in the booth. Boof.
You can isolated from the rest
of us.
I'm
going to have to get isolated.
Whatever's more work for you.
You pineapple guys are going to taint me, and I won't be able to... And then one day I'll just be like, you know what? Pineapple on pizza is not that bad. And then then your missions will be complete.
Funny you should say that. Then there's a beer you might be looking out for in the news story that I have coming up.
I don't mind pineapple IPA beers.
No, that's not what it is.
All right. We'll see. There's something to look forward to. So let's open up a beer. Let's get it going here.
Yes.
I haven't had enough yet. I don't even have a buzz.
It's a little warm in here. So
I'll let Matt decide.
Let's go woot.
Oh.
What?
I love gold.
Nick might like this. I don't know. Donated to the show by the Golden Gods. Bought this beer. I mean, I bought it, but I used the Golden Gods money.
It has a solid sound to it.
The 2018 Stone Woot Stout.
Using a bigger glass.
And Nick is like, I'll use a good glass on this one.
Oops, I took it all.
Oops, I took a big glass.
Oops. Going on the table. Middle pour. Left
right. Podcast down. Let's see, which one have I not used?
I'll use my the slurping, glass. Your favorite.
Looks syrupy.
And it's good.
This, of course, is a yearly release by Stone. And it's got Wesley from Star Trek. And it's got the Mr. Boss Man at Stone. And it's got the third dude. So that doesn't explain it. I don't know what does. Drew that Curtis, third dude. Will Wheaton, and Greg Koch.
Quill Wheaton?
Cookie cock. It's a little sweet on the nose.
It's a good beer. I'd drink this. Oh, wait, I am.
Wait, I'm doing.
What am I doing? What are you doing?
It's an ale. It's a ale brewed with pecans, wheat, pecans, rye, and aged in bourbon barrels.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's those candied pecans like you get on the fancy salads.
Definitely. Yeah, it does taste like that.
Ooh, you fancy salad. Ooh,
man, it's a big stout.
Yeah.
11.5.
Oh, sesh, bro.
Oh, it's sesh.
Sesh. Man. Keeps you cool. It's like, around. This is the equivalent of wearing a flannel in the summer. It's like, everybody says it keeps you cool, but
some people like to wear long sleeve shirts in the summer. Says it works. I don't know. I'm indifferent. So let's get into some culture. So we let this woot stout process. Matt, you have some culture?
Yeah, so there's some Maine culture.
Oh, more Maine culture.
Maine culture. I know you guys were just saying, what's going on in Maine?
That's right. Other than this Kushnock.
So, I'm wondering how they're making West Coast IPAs properly.
So there is a brewery in Maine out of the town called Kennebunk. Kennebunk. It's one word. There's no Y. It's not an E.
Kennebunkport?
And Kennebunkport, yes, that's correct. There's two towns right next to each other.
That's where Kennedy's vacation spot was, right? Is the
at the brewery? House. Maybe. I don't know. Yes. I mean, they've been in there for about 20 years. So.
So Mikey walks into Drake's with his tent, pops it up. Excuse me, sir, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just vacationing.
Vacationing. Vacation.
So this beer that was inspired by their 5,000th batch of beer to be brewed, and they said that there's this Dock Square community, and they said where the lines of the two towns of Kennebunk and Kennebunkport meet in this little square. It's kind of it's not documented on the map, but it's like a space where, you know, it's like you read it on Reddit and you go down and you find this spot. So they wanted to create a beer after it. They wanted to create a pale ale after it. So it's Taint Town Pale Ale.
What? How'd that one get past the authorities?
I'm sure that wasn't me naming that.
So, yeah.
Taint Town. Da, da, da.
It's a balance of malt and hops.
How did they beat us to it?
I don't know.
It's a tip of the hat to one of their brewers that's been holding down the fort for the past 20 years, and it's their 5,000th batch. And you know, they just like they had that little and it was just cool, just because it's like I can relate. We have a little spot in Fresno Clovis, you know. It's like I understand it. Where it kind of just meshes together, and you're like, I don't know where I am, but it's damp and salty. I don't
know. Awkwardly humid right here.
Real humid.
So I thought that was pretty cool. But yeah, so all of our Maine friends, make sure you go try the Taint Town Pale Ale on tap now.
Taint Town. Everyone at Kushnock, go try the Taint Town. Report back.
So, but yeah, there was. I figured there was not much better going on in the world other than that right now. So.
Nope.
That's meanwhile, pretty, as we miss some actual important events.
No. Nope. It's better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
More Taint news? Any more Taint news? Anyone got more Taint news? Nothing. Come on.
Nope, Kennebunkport. They took the
Kenny Taintport.
Does anything need to be said?
No.
Of course. Now I'm picturing a brewery with a campground directly behind them that they rent out spots for. You could go drinking and then camp in the back of the brewery as like a real vacation spot.
Wow. Yeah, I guess if you had a brewery that was up against the woods.
Yeah, if you're a mountainous brewery.
There's a
lakeside brewery.
There's a brewery in the Pacific Northwest. I want to say it's in Bozeman, Montana, but it also might be in BC. That it was just, I've seen pictures of the tasting room, and it's just, it's in the woods. It's in the freaking woods. You know, I mean, it looks like it. I'm sure it's like in a little town, but from the pictures, it's like up against the woods, and you just walk out and there's woods. Like, that would be perfect. Little campground. Little
campground.
Wow. That little would be a rowdy ass campground. Fire pit.
Too many. Yep. Too many double cider bros hanging out.
Double ciders. Woo!
Getting ripped. Woo! In the campgrounds.
I love the woods.
It's so quiet out here.
So quiet.
It's so quiet.
It's so fucking quiet.
Oh, this is amazing.
It's fucking amazing.
Did you see the fucking stars?
Hey, I can see stars. Hey.
Did you try the hazy yet?
Hey. Ooh, who's got the hazy? What tits got the hazy? Haze Bros! Woo! Woods!
Shut the fuck up!
You shut the fuck up!
Yeah, maybe.
Fight.
Scratch that idea.
Never mind.
Note to breweries. Do not put a campground outside your brewing facility.
Nobody will put their bear stuff in the bear... the bear case.
No.
The bear chest.
One guy will probably try and sleep in the bear chest.
I'm gonna let the bear will come on kid drink beer.
Hey guys, look at all this free food. Woo. Free food.
Yeah. What are we talking about? Nick, what you got?
El Segundo. They're trying their hand at the old Brute IPA.
Brute.
Do you think they can do it?
I will try it. I'm trying everybody's brute.
They're gonna,
waiting to be impressed. I've yet to be.
It is.
I want to be impressed so much.
So brute. Much
brute IPA or rubbing alcohol? Tell me the difference.
I do enjoy the smell of rubbing alcohol. Is that weird?
I'm waiting for Tioga's
70 proof
entry.
What's the isopropyl? The 90 proof.
Yeah.
Isopropyl.
I'm waiting for Tioga's brute entry.
Yeah, keep waiting.
So it's for an anniversary party. I don't remember whose, if it's El Segundo's or somebody's. Full Pints.
Doesn't matter.
But the Full Pints involved with this.
Oh, Full Pint.
Brew.
Maybe it's a Full Pints.
And it's this Saturday, 11th of August.
Great craft beer news
source. They'll be releasing this Brute IPA. Full Pint will be there taking photographs.
Photographs.
And
they have a podcast too.
Sidewalk Camping. I wonder if it's going to be Line Fest.
Line Fest. Sounds like a Line Fest.
Did you get here 2 hours early for Line Fest?
Line Fest, bros. All right. I'm looking out for it.
Good. That's good.
I would like to hear it. Like to try. How's that wood stout treating you?
Is there more?
Yeah, there is. It's over here.
We just need more.
I don't know why it's closer to me.
Makes you want to curl up on that futon. So
top it off.
Oh, yes. Please enjoy. I promise not to take all of it. I just want more. You're going to have some work to do to get to that futon.
Yep. Go ahead. Try getting that futon.
Box fort right now.
Box fort.
Mikey, looks like Mikey was trying out for making it and didn't make it.
No. This is my art. It's a box pile.
You're a hoarder, man. Look at all that cardboard you're hoarding.
I love cardboard.
Yeah. Oh, it smells good.
Honey, I'm going to throw this out. Don't throw that out. That's a good cardboard.
That's a rare one.
I could throw it out whenever I wanted to,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, I could throw it out right now if I need to, but I don't need to.
See, I got the Amazon Prime version and then the Amazon regular.
I'm going to be sending out a lot of beer, honey. You never do that. You always say it.
It's true.
Oh, no. Have we talked about beer at all yet?
Nope.
Okay. Just checking. 805 That's Day really divided people. That's what the
listener
who's...
First time listener is thinking, have they talked about beer at all yet?
Is this a beer podcast?
I'm about to bail.
Did I click on the wrong thing?
Go ahead, Nick. Sorry.
805 Day. It divided people.
Oh, yeah. It divided people.
Man, the true true feelings were shown.
Right.
During that.
A lot of people don't get that we're having fun.
No, but I see. I think we're accidentally going to become the 805 guys.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, that's the 805 podcast. Oh,
805 cast.
No. Just like people think, like, oh, I had something from that 805 brewery.
Yes. I hear they have a podcast, so too.
Let's run away.
run away. We're screaming.
We can't do that again next year. Well, I had a thing on, I did it on YouTube, went live on YouTube.
Wow.
With two whole viewers.
Nice.
Chef and Butt. Paul.
Chef and Butt.
Fairfax. Paul from Fairfax was on.
On the YouTube?
On the YouTube.
What? That's where he lives?
I found him. That's where he lives.
Wow.
I found him. And I was mentioning how maybe next time we can do something like a Sierra Nevada day. Nice. Or everybody, because everybody can find a pale or a Stone IPA. Those seem to be like the most available craft beer to listeners on the Perfect Boar would be Sierra Nevada pale.
So like a dad beer day.
So like, yeah, dad beer day. So there's just like like maybe on Sierra, some sort of birthday for Sierra Nevada, anniversary day or something, and that could be the day. And then everybody could then pick a time, and then everybody could drink.
Yes, more planning than 805 day.
Yeah, pick like one time, and everybody's got to do it at that one single time.
So no time zones.
No.
We gotta
pick a time in the Pacific Standard Time, and everyone's gotta adhere to it.
Because we win.
Because we win.
We are Pacific. We are bestest. I'm down. I like it.
That's just something that came
Grand
up
get it. On what's
the,
this
the YouTube live.
Hashtag Grand get it.
I don't know. I'm not.
I think it's a lot of people doing a get it.
I think that was in Florida, right?
I think the Florida reps had their own.
I'm sure we're going to hear about it later. We don't need to.
I hope so, because
right,
I couldn't tell if they were all at the same place or not. I never saw one group photo with all of them in it. You'll hear about it.
Come on.
Shut up.
Was there more stuff, Nick? You have more stuff?
Nope.
Okay.
Those are my thoughts at the moment.
This is coming from 3B Zine exclusive. Modern Times will no longer be bottling bombers. They have stopped production on bombers and sold their bomber bottling system.
Just in case they were tempted.
Yeah,
to
just
like,
yeah, they're just
fired
like,
up.
They're just like, no, just get rid of it, because one day we'll just get drunk and start bottling bombers.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it, let's just bomb bombers. So that's it.
Special release.
You will not be seeing bombers from Modern Times anymore. If you see a bomber from Modern Times, you know it's old. Throw it out.
Hey, bottling machine, could you come out here real quick? Can you check this out? What does this look like to you? Just kidding, you're sold. Get on the trailer.
I was kidding. Goodbye.
Hey, go check the back of that trailer for me. I think there's something way back there.
Oh, really? Yeah. Right up in the front of all the way up there. Yeah, yep. All the way up.
We're gonna have you serviced. Hey, going to Disneyland.
Guys, I'm in here.
The door closed.
Hey, what are they doing? You know how many bombers I've given you? What are you doing? No,
Mr. Bill.
Yeah. Does your bottling line have feelings?
We got the idea. You didn't need to do the car noises.
Oh, they no. You needed.
We go all out here.
We have a bomber
That's
shelf.
What we do.
We have a shelf line.
Those are now rare.
Modern Times bombers.
You now have rare bottles, sir.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, I'll go get the blue can. We'll just start tossing things. We can get rid of those Uintas, the Modern Times.
Original labels.
Original labels.
First run labels.
First run Modern Times labels.
Predates. Probably they don't even
so
have
So be data. Sad. No more Modern Times bombers.
Man, I am...
Also, Modern Times news, they're breaking ground in Encinitas. which excites me because that's where one of my best friends, Derek, lives. And that's when I go to San Diego. I stay at his place in Encinitas. So it's going to be nice to finally have that Modern Times there and be an easy Uber from his house.
You've already met.
Where you pretend to be a local. You're like, yeah, I got a place just down the way.
Yeah, up there, up the hill there. Yeah. Yeah, Encinitas. It's all right. It's all right.
It's a place to live.
It's all right. Yeah, place to sleep. Untapped has an update, people. Have you updated your Untapped today?
Negative.
It now has DMs. You can DM people now on Untapped.
That's not good.
It's not. But
unsolicited photos.
But no. Here's the
Untapped
catch.
Untapped hookups.
I don't know if they're being smart about this or if they just can't handle the technology, but you can't send pics. It's just purely messaging.
They can't or you
no,
can't.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm shut down. They're like, no, don't allow him. Don't allow that guy.
Hey, Snapchat, this is Untapped.
I guess nobody can send pics. What? I can send pics. What? What are you talking about?
Everybody, check out my can.
This is my can. It's a stove
sir,
top.
That's your ass.
Oh, gosh, my bad. Yeah, so you can direct message people now on Untapped. Ooh,
how long before?
But without photo capabilities.
How long before an Untapped hookup happens?
Yeah, but that's. I'm thinking like, I really want to know? Did Untapped not put in photo capabilities on purpose, like, no, this could go really bad? Or are they just like, that's just too robust, like, can't put photos in?
They're probably trying to steer you towards their front.
They want
to
keep you, everybody wants to keep you on their thing, whatever that thing is. YouTube wants you to stay on YouTube. They don't want you to leave Facebook. Instagram, blah, blah, blah.
Hey, come
here. Untap is like, yeah, we don't want you to leave Untap, so... Now you can direct message people. So, Untap. More stuff.
What picture would you want to send to a DM? Because you seem very concerned with this.
I don't want that. I hope they don't open that up. Yeah, because
I'm thinking,
the only picture you need is the picture of your beer, and you've already put that in your check-in.
Yeah, so they want to keep that on the front end stuff.
Where, so, yeah, you don't need to be...
You
don't need to be DMing pictures. But I'm speaking from a person that's married, so maybe single people want to DM pictures like son of a bitches.
Yeah. Single people life.
Single people life.
We'll have to ask somebody that's single.
Yeah.
What they like.
Hey, man. You like DMing pictures, or? Why are you asking me that?
There you go. Just DM'd you. It works.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I got an update. Matt. Oh, no.
he sent a picture because he's unlocked.
He sent eggplant emojis.
Damn it. Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yep, you can figure out some way.
Will's it. Not here.
Where there's a Matt, there's a way.
So there, that's some craft culture, the chew on.
Untapped.
Let's get into some emails. We got a couple of emails this week.
Yes.
Florida Steve is emailing. I don't understand this. I would think he would be...
He's video savvy.
He's the
audio
king
savvy.
King of leaving messages. Perfect pour. I'm typing. Hey, guys. A big hello. The day after the grand hashtag get it in Tampa, Florida. Happy 805 day, too. Well, for Californians, that can... 805, it's 805 day. We here in California can't get 805, so the other Florida reps and I have to improvise. We'll be drinking 850 pale ale at 8:50 in the morning and 8:50 in the evening. Cheers. That's Florida Steve. Oh.
Cheers.
So I like that. I was going to say, like, I never put it out there, like, whatever blonde ale... You have that's quintessentially a blonde ale.
Just use
drink
that.
It on 805.
I wonder if Florida Steve will call in too. No, probably not. Let's do some more emails.
Are you allowed to make your own 805 label for that beer?
Sure.
Okay.
What the hell?
What the
hell? Oh, Paul, a.k.a. Single Cam Slam, was just reminding me to add him for the Minnesota rep.
Oh, yes.
I have not done that, apparently.
I don't think the online version's up to date, right?
No, it doesn't have everybody.
I think that's what he's referring to.
Been able to get everyone. So.
He's in the moleskin over here.
Yeah. Cheers and keep up the good work, guys.
Single Cam. He's camming it up.
Guys.
Guys.
Guys. And let's see, one more email before we make the transition. And, oh, this is Chef. Chef? Your voicemail didn't show up. Something happened there.
Chef? I think Chef had two.
On Monday. Okay. On Monday. Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay. Never mind. See, everything seems to be fine. We're all good. So those are emails. PerfectPortPodcast@gmail.com. If you want to get in touch with the show, ask us something that we can hash out on the air or just under the table. Doesn't need to be on there.
Yes. Just preface as such.
Yes.
Psst.
If you're don't put this on air.
You have to tell us that.
Because if you don't, then I'm just going to throw it out to everyone.
And don't put it in the bottom of the message.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Let's start with that bit of information.
Start with don't put it on air because we will put it on air.
Oh, yeah.
We don't read.
We'll even read the part that says don't put this on the air.
And don't put this on air. Okay. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving? Please, you can call the show or leave your voice on the show. It's emailing us, perfectboardpodcast@gmail.com, and you record something with your voice recorder on your smartphone, and then you email it to us. Or you can call the voicemail line, 559-492-0542. And I'd like to start with the email ones. I have a controversial one.
Ooh.
We can hash it out.
Okay. You're wrong.
Maybe. So, Chew Your Beer sent a voicemail.
Okay.
It's 11 minutes long.
What? We play 3 minutes a week
right,
for the next...
We play...
4 weeks.
Three... Oh, you want to do that? Oh, I like that idea. Our rules are stated as such with the voicemails. The Google Voice cuts you off at 3 minutes, which is a good cutoff time because by 3 minutes, you kind of start like fading out as a listener of listening to a voicemail. You're kind of like, you start just like zoning out. So at 3 minutes is what? What did you say? So that's a good cutoff line. And then now we're like, all right, well, max 2 voicemails. Max 3 minutes, max 2 voicemails a week. I'm kind of leaning towards maximum 1 voicemail a week. But as it stands now, you can still leave a second voicemail if it's super necessary. But come on, you can get your stuff in 1 voicemail for 3 minutes. Come on, you can do it. I know you can.
Nope. But, I like voicemail camping, actually.
Hey, this guy's camping out on the show.
Matt's just going to turn on and go, hey, guys. And then 2:59, well, I'll talk to you next week.
Well, I'm just, how's it going, guys? Turn on the shower. Shoot. Yeah.
So
I know, it's just fire up the toothbrush. So it was a...
Nice.
So then the rules.
Take your own today.
Chew Your Beer left an 11-minute one, and he did message me saying, like, hey, man, I left an 11-minute voicemail, but it's really good. It's this whole story. It's from the heart, blah, blah, blah. And I messaged back saying, like, dude,
you know,
cannot sit through 11 minutes of a voicemail. I don't care how good it is. We will all be asleep.
It's just the way nature of the beast. It's not anything to do with you or anybody else. It's just like listening to 11 minutes of a voicemail on a podcast just doesn't work for some reason. It just gets too long. So I like Nick's idea of playing 3 minutes at a time. I'm going to do it. I like it. We're going to stop at 3 minutes. And I don't care how good it is.
Literally the perfect porch will you be here. Let me pull back the curtain, Holmes. Check it out, eh? Let me explain something real quick. I might go over 3 minutes, and I apologize, but I think this would be
good
content for the show and for the people out there. And for the breweries out there. Check it out, Holmes. Everybody knows that the way when I call in, Holmes, is like a cholo East L.A. gangster that drinks craft beer. And why do I do that? Because that's my heritage. I love my Latino community. So to me, I think it's pretty cool and funny that a cholo that drinks craft and knows a lot about craft breaks a lot of stereotypes. But I'm also being stereotypical by calling in like this, Holmes. So check it out. I'm pulling back the curtain. Let me be honest with you. This is my real voice. This is Robert. I won't give you my last name because I don't need you hacking my account. But check it out.
No, it's not. This is P.O.
This is who I am at a normal day. But if I get a little buzz, the cholo comes out. But check it out. All right, so let's go. My San Diego trip. And I had to do it this way because this will make more sense. So I drive Saturday. I go out to meet my cousins from Hawaii. Mind, my cousin's married to an American German. Total white dude. Looks like one of the... Looks like Bo or Luke from the Dukes of Hazzard, the blonde one. Anyways, so let's continue. So we show up at the hotel. I got the wife, the kids, and my brother's with me. My brother looks like a fucking surfer. Anyways, so let's continue. So we pick him up, pick up my cousin and her husband, Eric, and then they jump in the vehicle with me because I haven't enough room for them. And we decide, I'm like, hey, Mason Ale Works is around the corner from you guys. So we walk there. So we walk to Mason Ale Works. I guess it's a new place over in, what city we were in? San Marcos, I think it's San Marcos. Don't matter. Anyways, so we walk in. Shit you not. I walk in. The hostess is up there. I walk in. There's no one waiting. Normally when you walk to a place, there's people waiting because they're waiting to be seated. It's a brewery. There's a Mason Brewery on the other side. There's on the other half, there's like a something gastropub. Who gives a fuck? So I walk in. I say, hey, I got a party of seven. I'm thinking it's a brewery. You know, normally you walk into a brewery, you know what they look like. When they have a kitchen, it's a little bit different. But what have you. They're usually the same way everywhere you go. So I walk in. I say, hey, I got a party of seven. We're hungry. We're thirsty. I got money to spend. The first thing she says, I'm sorry, we don't have no tables. We're kind of busy. And so I look around. Half of the place is empty. And half of the employees are just walking around on their phones and talking. So I'm like, excuse me? And she goes, yeah. She says, we're going to get real busy in the evening. I'm like, well, what about now? The evening's like in 4 hours. And she goes, yeah, we don't have no empty tables. And if we did find you a table, you would have to spend more than $40 a person.
Whoa. Shit. It's starting to get good.
More than $40 a person?
3 minute mark.
Wow.
Oh, this is sounding weird, dude. That's especially for weird. LA. This is sounding like something that would happen in like St. Louis.
This is soap opera shit. That's quite the cliffhanger, too.
All right. Well, he's got 3 more minutes this week. So here we go.
We're going to continue the story.
I kind of like looked at her. My cousin looks at me and she's like, what did she say? I'm like, she's saying that we got to spend $40. I'm like, I'm going to spend more than 40 a person, you know? And then she kind of walks away. And then so I turn around and tell my family, I'm like, hey, I guess we're not wanted here. And then, my brother-in-law that's married to my cousin-in-law, right? I don't know how you would say it. He asks, may I speak with your manager, please? And I grab Eric by the arm. I'm like, yo, bro, it's cool, bro. You know, this is sometimes how it is here in L.A. or in San Diego. Sometimes I don't appreciate people like myself or my family. And he's like, nah, this is not, it's not right. You're a customer. You got my... I'm like, fuck it, dude. Let's roll. So the lady comes back. She says, my manager's not in. He'll be back in a moment. He stepped out. So I usher my family out. I'm like, you know what? I'm not giving them my money, no matter. I'm like, I'm done. Fuck Mason L Works. So as we're walking out, my cousin's like, dude, it's not right. We need to take. I'm like, you know what? Fuck them, dude. We'll find another place. Plus, my kids are hungry. I want a beer. You know, my cousin Patty, which is his wife, she wants a beer too. And we're just like, get the fuck out of here. You know, they're Hawaiians. They're not used to this kind of shit, right? So I usher my family out because I don't want them to hear me be an asshole to fucking employees, because I hate being an asshole to employees. So I walk back in and I ask her and the three other people standing around, and I said, do you know of a brewery that's locally close to me, to this area, that would actually accommodate people like me, my group? And she's like, excuse me? I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm not wearing my Make America Great Again hat. I apologize. But this fucking sucks. So I walk out, and she gives me like this dead stare, like, what did he just say? Anyways, so we fucking leave. So I'm hating fucking San Diego. I love San Diego, but they fucking ruined it. So guess what? They start Googling a place close. I'm fucking pissed, dude. I don't want to go anywhere. I'm like, let's just go to fucking Pizza Port. Pizza Port appreciates us. They love us. We've always had a great time there. The kids love it. And, you know, they're like, no, let's try another place. I'm like, whatever. So we walk back to the hotel, get in the car, and then we start driving. And my brother finds this fucking little hole in the wall by the name of San Marcos Brewery and fucking Grill, okay? Fucking Grill. I'm a fucking craft beer geek. I'm a nerd. I don't want to go to San Marcos Brewery and Grill. That sounds like shit to me. So we pull up. I'm like, you know what? Fact, the family wants it. We'll go. Pull up.
Oh,
cliffhanger.
That's it. Should we hold it for next week? Ooh. Or should we just go?
I don't know.
Oh, man. I'm torn.
I can go either way.
Damn it. I wish. This is when I wish we were live and we had a live chat going, because I'd want to hear what the
Louis,
listeners
what do you
are
think?
Saying.
Louis,
play the same song.
Louis, what do you think? Should we hear all the rest of the two? We're only halfway through the story.
Say yes or no.
He's just looking at us like, what are you talking
about? Do the ear flop thing. Just do that.
Nope. He doesn't want to give us anything. He's just wagging his tail.
And being Louis.
I don't know, man. Damn it. There's 5 minutes.
Five minutes remaining.
Just do it?
I think we play another voicemail and then come back.
All right. Man, it's Chew. We got a cliffhanger on that Chew story. That's good. I just can't believe that happened, by the way. That would never happen in Fresno, Chew. Just saying.
Oh, there's some Hoot Stout left.
Hoot Stout? Let's hear some more voicemails as we chew on that Chew voicemail.
Hey, guys. It's Con and Janine, and we're beercationing.
Arizona, Phoenix, Mesa, Scottsdale. Yes.
It's awesome. Uh-oh. So first we went to McFate, which is an awesome brewery, completely underrated. You guys should go if you're ever down here.
Went to Sonoran and Phoenix Ale.
Also good. We went to Oso.
Wren House.
And we went to Desert Eagle.
They didn't have any guns in there, though. Pussies. Aura Brewing Company.
Arizona Wilderness.
5-0.
Santan down south. It was a big production spot. Pretty cool.
And now we're in Perch.
They have birds here, like real ones. Macaws.
Yeah, like macaws are really cool.
It is a crazy spot.
This place has a killer menu, too. I'm going to post it on Untap. So.
Yep, we're headed to Huss after this one, if we don't pass out first.
Yeah.
So, Jenny has a question about IPA. I figured Mikey or Matt would know the answer to this one. Maybe.
So, what about me? Used to like IPAs, but now I like the hazy IPAs and I like the milkshake IPAs. But my question is, even before I liked the milkshakes and the hazies, I liked the doubles and the triples better than the original, like, regular just single-strength IPAs because they were less bitter. So I want to know, why is that? So can you please mancate me or whatever the hell you call it.
Mansplain?
Mansplain it to me.
Well, let me tell you what mansplaining
is. Doubles, and why is pale ale pretty sharp and bitter?
Doubles and triples are smoother than single IPAs. Please, yeah, mansplain sure. it to me.
I don't think you like that word, mansplaining.
I don't like it either, but they use it, so.
So Janine and I were reminiscing a little bit.
Yeah, so we want to reminisce with you, and you if you could take back one thing, what would it be?
So, do you remember when there was no hazy beer?
I do, and I was sad about that.
You remember when Mikey used to say, ale chow, bro?
Yeah, that wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, we killed the ale chow.
Remember when Matt didn't complain about every beer he tasted?
No. Remember when Ballast Point was the shit, and you guys would be all, Ballast Point, yeah! And if you found Grapefruit Sculpin for $16 a six-pack, you were like, this is the best thing ever!
Actually, I didn't like IPA then, so no.
No, it was for me, though.
For you, yeah.
Remember when Britney Spears showed the world her vagina?
Oh, yeah, Paris Hilton, too.
Sweet.
that guy
liked that
people
one.
People used to just that. Call in to the what show and leave voicemails and they didn't email?
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow.
Remember when I used to do it properly and not record it in interview mode and just record it in standard
and
mode?
And her call sounded like total ass.
Oh, that
might
sound like shit.
Remember when moleskins were a thing and then there was no one tapped and you had to like, write stuff down with your fingers and your pen?
Field notes.
No.
Yeah.
No, I never did that.
Remember we had more Paul bumper music on the show? Or like we hear Dry Hopper Die?
Wow.
Just seems like, I don't know. He's got so many gems in there. You guys need to play more of them.
Remember when we could stay up past midnight?
I think we stayed up past midnight. I don't remember it.
Dry Hopper Die. $5,
JC.
Paul.
Remember when I used to say JC?
Oh, yeah, before I listened to the show, and he used to say that, and he used to bug the crap out of me because he sounds like Gilbert Godfrey or something.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was something Mikey said. Mikey says it much better than you. You say it.
It's JC.
It's annoying. I don't like
Janine's
it.
Janine's annoyed by that.
I am. Remember when Mikey dropped Pliny?
On the ground?
Yeah.
What do you say after that?
Hada.
Remember when Nick turned 38?
This is my new favorite thing.
Fucking A. Happy birthday, Nick.
Aww.
And keep up the good work, guys.
That's my new favorite podcast. Where do I find that podcast? The Remember When.
the Remember When podcast.
Oh, my gosh.
When the Perfect Board was good.
Guys. I like
remember
that.
When the Perfect Board was good? No.
No.
I don't
Four stars.
Four
Rate
stars.
Rate us on iTunes. Five
Rate
stars.
Rate us on iTunes, by the way. Subscribe on iTunes. It's the best thing. Thank you, guys. Our Colorado.
Man, reps. That was awesome.
Aren't they just the best?
On vacation, they took time out of their day.
Top. Yeah. Arizona vacation. They should have called my cousin Trent, fellow Dorktown Network podcaster who lives in Tempe. He would have met you guys for a beer.
Dang.
From the Get Off My Podcast.
He would have met you and not killed you. So.
Not killed you. Probably not. Probably.
Yeah, it depends on the day.
You never can guarantee these
He
things.
Does live in the desert.
And to answer their question.
What up? Yes. Sorry. Yes. They did
don't
have a
forget
legit
the
question.
Question.
You're right.
You're right.
There's a little bit that you can do with the water chemistry to soften the water, which makes it more palatable for certain beers. I'm not that versed in it to say, oh, you need to have this to make it better for this, but there is a little bit of the water chemistry. A lot of home brewers, that's what they have the most control over, is their water chemistry, and so they're a little bit more about it. Some breweries are gifted with beautiful water right out of the ground, and some they have to modify it to make it good. So that's one thing. The other thing is when you add hops. If you add hops early in that boil, that's that bitterness. If you just forget to add hops in the beginning of the boil and you add them towards the end or flame out or dry hop, that's when you get the more aromatic and the less bitterness. So maybe that's why you like doubles. Maybe the boozy sweetness is the forefront versus hop bitterness. And then the hazies and the milkshakes and all those, the hops tend to be later, if not. There's no first edition. So.
Don't you have to add more malts to get more sugars to get the alcohol up? Two?
That is a correct thing. The more sugar, the more yeast has to eat, the higher the percentage.
So maybe it's just malt bomb syndrome. Maybe it's just so much malt, the hops can't overcome it.
I mean, there's still a scientific, like, recipe. It's like if you add X amount of hops, X amount of time, you're going to get bitterness. So. Mm.
I wonder how much more hops you have to add in a triple to get it as bitter as a single.
There's probably a
like
a pyramid scheme to
it. Is your triple IPA now $30 a bottle because there's
usually
70 pounds of hops?
Yeah, with higher percentage beers, you usually yield less. So it's like something like a blonde, you could probably get 900 gallons out of a batch, where you have something like a unfiltered double IPA that was dry hopped, you probably get 600-700 gallons out of that 900.
Two beers.
So it is more expensive because there's more stuff in it, and it's more expensive because you have less product.
Boom. Knowledge. Boom. Dropped. Boom.
Perfect pour. It's me, Al Green.
Whoa.
Here at Willard's Tap House for the Tampa Perfect Pour. Florida Get It.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people. We're
enjoying beer.
We're drinking.
We're drinking.
I recognize a couple of those.
Got Lumber
voices.
Jose, Florida Steve, Poppy Libations.
What?
And all of our significant others here enjoying beer.
Who?
Hoppy Pilsner.
Hoppy Pilsner.
We just wanted to say I'm drinking Hoppy. Love you guys. Stout. Love the show.
The Alley G P.
Oh, yeah, this is the Alley G.
We already did the hazy for you, Nick.
Ah.
Great. That's great, guys.
Other than that,
way to go.
Keep playing our voicemails and keep up the good work, guys.
Is that Mikey's work truck?
Hey. Hey.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
I just want to know if all their significant others had the same thought of, like, we're going to go do what? we're going to go meet people from the internet? Is this safe?
Is this safe?
We're going to get what?
And then we're going to get drunk with them?
You're going to call them? Actually call them with your voice? Can't you just text them?
Yeah.
I wonder if all the people had to get it, and then all the significant others, like, were somewhere else. And they're just like, oh, I can't believe we're all of this.
Like, daycare shop for significant others.
Yeah.
There's a thrift shop across the street. We'll be over there.
Yes.
Hey, you guys almost done over there?
Hey, Dan, I've gone through every aisle of this thrift shop. Are you guys done drinking yet? Having your little games?
I guess we'll go see a movie or something.
Yeah, do that. Sounds good. That's 2 hours,
sounds
right?
Sounds good.
Yes. 2 hours. Bros, we just got 2 hours.
So breweries need the equivalent of the leather bench in the back of the shoe store for the significant other to sit on while the other one's shopping.
By the way, we have a hazy beer that's been passed around. We haven't mentioned about. I think it's hazy. Pass that back down here.
You're right. Hazy India Pale Ale.
From the Garage Boys.
Head full of dynamite.
Head full of dynamite.
I went as far as I could and then stopped.
Matt's busy. He can't pass it down right now.
Sorry, I'm texting my cousin.
Cousin.
He's getting pretty close to opening a brewery, so.
Oh, Zach's.
It's kind
brewing.
Of a lot of stuff going on right now.
Can't wait. Can't wait. This is from Fremont Brewing.
This is a good beer.
I'm liking it.
It's on the lemony.
It's a family-owned brewery.
From lemony
2009.
Side.
2009. Fremont's from Seattle, one of the premier Seattle places to go to.
I need some Seattle recos. Who's our Seattle get it?
Matt in Tacoma.
Matt in Tacoma. Wonder if Rad and Mike know about Seattle. Does he ever cross the border?
I think it's too far for Red Mike. I feel like our sense of Canada is not very well.
Perfect.
It's
four.
Equal to our Slumber European Jose. Geography.
Yeah.
I'm here at Willard's. We're at the end of the Grand Get It. They're about to spin. You can hear it. I don't know what I'm about to get. It could be a Smirnoff. It could be some weird shit. Whoa. What? We're drinking sours.
What kind of place are you
what at? Are we on, Al Green?
Oh, my God. This is the...
we don't know.
Iridescent from Upland Sour Ale.
Some sour
super
shit.
Super delicious. Super sour.
I got Golden Monkey, which is a good balance with the sours.
What number?
37. They got a shitload of taps here at Willard's. So if you're ever in the Largo, St. Pete area, you need to make the drive, the detour, take a flight, do whatever you got to do to get to Willard's. But more importantly, we've been drinking a shitload of beer. Willard's, 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 Willard's. Oh,
what are you talking about, Willard's?
Don't mind if I do. Delicious. Let's see. What all have we learned about today? Repouring a can. Al Green is a mad scientist. Steve over here has been doing awesome drinking beers. He's been the Grand Marshal of the Grand Get It.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently,
Poobah.
I'm a
Grand
savage because I've been mixing beers into a King's Cup for my own pleaser.
Whoa, you're a savage.
We made a blend of chocolate milk beer, Al Green.
The blend was very, very good. I enjoyed it.
But then I added a sour to it, and that was the end of that. Nobody wanted any more.
Add a sour to
chocolate
a blend like that.
Poppy Hubs. And then we got a bunch of people here who don't listen to the podcast, so we're converting them.
Yeah.
And one of them has something to say.
Okay.
What? What is this, some kind of podcast?
Yeah, it's a podcast.
What, you want me, is it a recording?
Yeah, it's a recording.
You want me to fucking say something?
Yeah, you need to say
something.
You want
to say something to these fucking nerds?
Nerds.
Fucking nerds.
Nerds. Keep up the good work,
yes,
guys.
Ogre, nerds.
I've got something to say.
Wow, what a grand get it that was.
I sipped your hazy today.
Oh, wait.
Woke up with an IPA.
I think we still have some more yes. Grand get it.
Hey, guys. It's me, Al Green.
Damn. Al Green.
Oh, my God. Last
Is that
night.
That third Al Green?
For the Tampa Get It.
Can you just Florida keep talking for a little while?
That was definitely something else. Shout out to Willard's Tap House.
Willard's,
Lumber Jose, his fam, Florida Steve, Mrs. Florida Steve. It's an awesome Florida night. Steve. And now, at 8:50 a.m., we're busting open an 850 by Proof Brewing. This is the last bit of my
Get
It run. I'll have one more stop at the Gnarly Barley for a large
Gnarly Barley
sandwich.
Yes.
And a large farva. I mean a large beer. Anyway, that's about it for me. Second call. Keep up the good work, guys.
Technically.
I don't know what that beat was.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Guys. Wow.
Why don't you just get a large farva?
I don't want a large farva. I want a liter of cola.
There it is. There it is.
Movie reference. All right, it's 8:02 on August 5th.
That's Scotty B.
Who's this?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yes. Oh, okay, now I know.
Stranger danger.
Well, in 3 minutes I will be. But don't worry, I'm not going to let this voicemail run for 3 minutes. This is like a pre 805 thing. So it's 8:02 a.m. August 5th. All those eights throw me off. 2018. That has another eight. And I have my Michelada that I made with 805 at the ready. Yes, I already took a few sips on it, but right at 805, I'm just going to chug it. Just whoop, down the hatch. There it goes. While I watch The Nick on Instagram. See what he's doing. So, yeah, that's really all that's going on. I'm going to leave another one at 8:05 p.m. See what fun things I can come up with to do with 8:05 at 8:05 at night. Yeah, I'm still kind of sleepy. I don't know why I got up this early. But anyway.
Great work. That's crazy.
And I'm 8:05-ing.
Give us a grand mark, guys.
Keep up the good work.
So did I miss it, or did you actually not live stream?
So apparently, I committed to a live stream on Instagram.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because Mikey said YouTube, you and you said Instagram.
Yeah.
And
I did not. No, I meant that as a live stream, though. I meant I will be posting photos.
Oh, little miscommunication. Well,
tens of people were upset.
Yes.
Yes. Like 8 to 10 people were like, where's the live stream?
Yep.
Man, Nick.
So, this, sorry?
Pointing.
Sorry, I'm not sorry.
They were so disappointed that at 8:05 p.m., there was two people. For the my live stream.
Oh.
This is how disappointed. They're like, they screw like, it all. I'm not going to watch any Perv Report things
ever again.
Ever again.
Especially today.
Yeah. Today, yeah. Especially.
So I'm sorry.
Way to go, Nick. Jeez. Yep. Now the show.
I posted my photo. I was up.
The show just dropped 20 points in iTunes.
20
ratings.
Points. Also, I was up drinking late Saturday night.
Also, late drinking.
So I was not prepared to do a live stream Sunday morning anyway.
You should have been focused on that the whole
weekend. I know,
weekend.
Yes.
Man.
Once,
dear Lord.
Once the whiskey hit my lips, it was all over.
Whiskey.
Hey, guys. Hey, it's Evil Circle called in. And
what's up, Evil Circle?
Guess what?
What's that?
805 day has come. And it's gone.
Yeah.
So I hope everybody had a great time drinking their 8:05 in the morning.
Oh, man.
Or in the evening or sometime in between.
Good. It's still on.
Do you know what I think? 8:05 day? Oh, that was so bio beer. Oh, so tacky. You know? I'm not quite sure what Mikey was thinking on that.
I know
a bunch of guys, Cody Bags, Bearded Brewer, you know, kind of disagree on drinking 8:05. You know, what's next? Drinking a Goose Island like 312,
no.
You know, on March 12th.
No, so, 312 day.
Yes, let's do it.
No,
let's do it.
So,
no.
The last couple weeks, man, you guys have been cracking it up. The fans been blowing. The crickets have been chirping.
Hey,
so,
sell those crickets down.
So, kind of short.
Ain't got enough crickets here. Hey, shut up, crickets.
Sounds about normal to me. This week in culture, we got some new things going
like
on.
I'm at home right now.
Hey, craft beer news. I like craft beer.
Hey, kick that air back on.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot.
Oh, did you?
Keep up the good work, guys.
Guys.
I think he might have over-exaggerated just a little bit.
No, I felt like he was actually here. I felt like he was here
those
with
are
us.
The cricket. He recorded those crickets from here.
Hey, cricket, sit down.
If you need a good, solid cricket recording, let me know. I will go get it for you. I have plenty of crickets outside the door here.
Great. Now Mikey's going to be chasing crickets.
Hey, you want to pay me for cricket? Solid cricket sound effects. I am your man.
You know they're going to stop as soon as you get near them, right?
Oh, yeah.
Followed by random guy tripping and cursing into the night.
Fucking crickets.
Sploosh.
Good thing his phone's waterproof.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm still 8:05-ing, but this is the PM version.
He's koi ponding,
guys. I have had 8:05.
He's koi pond.
So much today. I think I'm on my... I got one left.
So much 8:05.
I gave two away. My dad drank two. And, I got one left. And I'm drinking one at 8:05 p.m. So I've had 8:05 Micheladas. Way more than I should have. My sodium intake is
like, yeah, let me have another one.
Not an acceptable level today. Just way too much sodium. Oh, yeah. And now I'm just having it straight. But a little while ago, I had an 8:05 with tequila, shot of tequila in it, and with tahini. I micheladized that one too. But yeah, so 8:05 day. This is my second voicemail of the week, so looks like I'm done for the week. So I hope nothing comes up that I need to let you know about before next show, because I've used up all my voicemails on 8:05 day, 8:05 a.m., and now 8:05 p.m. And let me tell you, after today, if I never have another 8:05 again, be just fine with me. But anyway, keep up great work. And I'm 805-ing. PM.
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 That's PM.
That's a PM.
And then get PM. Man, the voicemails are heavy, heavy duty, and we're having fun. Right? Right.
Voicemails, XL.
XL voicemails.
Perfect pour.
What's up, babe?
Hi, this is Chef calling from Chicago, Illinois.
It's like special audio. Sound.
And this is my first time using electronic mail.
We can tell.
Wow, long time no
first
talk.
Timer.
I haven't talked to you guys in a while. I got a lot to catch up on.
What's the song in the background?
Guys, you don't have
like
time.
It's like tripping me out. It sounds like it's not in my headphones, but it is.
It just turned 8:05 here. 8:05 a.m.
Like
here on
channels.
August 5th. You know what that means.
Crack it open,
buddy. Oh, I can hear it. That's an 805 can.
We just got this beer here.
That was
in
the
Chicago.
16 ounce.
I don't know why, to be honest.
Because 805 rules the world.
I'd never
drink
this. Like, I don't care if we get it now. I'm not going to drink it.
You have to.
But Paul said we have to do it. So
yeah.
I feel like the guy who writes cold transfer. Like, you basically have to do whatever he says.
The man
you know?
Who came up with cold chancer, you gotta listen to him.
So,
that's the rule.
This is my first time
then
having it. It was $8.79 for a six pack. I'm guessing that's
steep.
Probably a fair price.
That's a little high there, buddy.
No, those are cold transfer prices.
Yes, is a whole thing. I was trying to figure out what to play.
Oh, he's abiding by the rules.
Last night that I was between OAR. 311.
Ooh.
And something else and fish. I just saw the can said properly chills. So I was like, does that mean fish? So I didn't know. But
hey, referencing fish.
I got a Twitter mention last night and I thought it was the perfect pour. It was just a fish fan account. And they're following me now. So
they're like, oh, this bro, this guy loves fish.
For
I'm going to follow
2018, him. I'm going to put on a 27-minute song by Fish. And I'm going to sit here and question my life while I drink this 805.
Yep.
Cheers, guys. Happy 805 day. Keep up the good work. Mm-hmm. And as always, it's been educational.
Oh, man.
Great beer.
No, I'm still here. Don't worry.
We know.
Oh, man.
We never said it was a great beer.
But wait. But look, this is what we're doing to people. We're getting them followed by fish fan accounts. I mean,
we're getting 805 publicity. We're getting fish fans are following our listeners.
Great.
What the hell's going on? What have we done? Paul.
We're doing it wrong.
Yeah, we are definitely doing it wrong. Tony Baggs has it right. He's like, nope.
Oh, you like fish? Here's other bands you might also like.
Oh, God. What a... Wow.
Next is a U2 fan page.
We're damaging.
What's up, guys? I'm driving. This is John in Long Beach.
Hey.
Fire Dog Brewing.
Fear Dog.
I am just calling in to say, hey, I had a good trip to Seattle. Just got back yesterday.
Nice.
Spent a long weekend there for the wife's high school reunion. That was, high school reunion-y. The city of Seattle is just absolutely stunning. It's beautiful. People talk a lot about San Francisco, but Seattle is really just top notch in terms of a beautiful place to be.
Hopefully you had
especially
some scrambled eggs.
It's beers. Went to a few different breweries. See if I can remember one that was really cool. Was called Old Stove Brewing Company, and they are sort of right next to Pike's Place Market, but they're elevated in a way where when you're sitting out on the patio, you're overlooking the Sound. So that's just a absolutely beautiful place to sit down, have a beer, and watch the sunset, which we did and enjoyed it. Beers were really tasty there. We also went to Ruben's Brews and just happened to stumble in there on their like 6th anniversary party, which is kind of cool. And had a few sips there, as well as Fremont Brewing. They're all great. All the beers we had there are really tasty. Like to have had a bit more time to hit up a few more,
but
like
on
I
now?
Said, we were there for my wife's high school reunion. So
what? You want some lager? You know,
it wasn't all about beer. But a great trip, and I highly recommend going. A buddy of mine had recommended a place called Georgetown Brewing as well, but unfortunately, for some odd reason, they're closed on Sundays. We hope to hit them up either on the way to or on the way back from the Mariner game.
Ancient yeast.
And what else? And I'll just throw this out there. I'm not sure if we have any Montana reps. I can't recall off the top of my head. It seems like somebody rings a bell, but I can't think who. But I'll be going in about a month's time up to Montana for about 5 days of fly fishing and running around Yellowstone and whatever else. So any rep out there with recommendations for Helena or Bozeman or Missoula, you know, we'll be in that sort of vicinity, maybe a little closer to Missoula. I would say Missoula or Bozeman. But, I think that's it. Other than that, as always, keep up the good work, guys. Cheers.
Cheers. Nick, we don't have a Montana rap.
Montana?
I think I'm accurate in knowing we don't have a Montana rap. Montaña.
That's not a real state, so no.
Montaña.
We do not. Who's our new Montaña rep?
Huh?
Who's our new rep?
No.
Oh, they're looking for?
Yes. This was Fire Dog looking.
Negativo.
All right. Well, here we're at this this decision about Chew. Do we want to hear the rest of Chew's story?
That was enough of a break.
All right. Here's the rest of Chew's story. We're breaking rules. We're not going to do this every time, but it is an engaging story.
Pull up. This place looks like a shithole. Somewhere you would not even bother going in or walking into. And I'm fucking pissed, and I'm really upset, and I don't want to drink their fucking beer. I want good fucking beer. I want Mason Ale Works beer. I want that good shit beer. So I swallow my pride and I say, you know what, fuck it, I'm with family, let me enjoy them and not the fucking beer, okay? So we walk in, first thing, I'm like, oh, fuck, this place is really, really fucking disgusting. Walk in, there's a white lady, fucking angel, amazing lady, fucking smile on her face. Welcome, guys, welcome to San Marcos Brewery and Grill. We'll get you a table in a minute. There's two people ahead of you, yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, all right, cool. I'm like, can I use your restroom? She points me in the direction as I'm walking. This dude by the name of Mark, picking up plates and shit, says, hey, how you doing? Welcome to San Diego. I'm like, hey, how's it going, buddy? He kind of lifts my spirits. I go to the restroom. I take a fucking whiz, all right? Walk back. My family's outside on the patio. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why the fuck are we seated outside in this fucking heat and there's AC inside? Right? So I'm getting pissed again. Anyway, so I walk outside and I realize, like, oh, they got a fan. And it's actually nice out here. And it's a beautiful fucking day. We're in San Diego. And so I said, all right, fuck it. I sit down. And then our waitress comes up. Her name is Leanne. This beautiful, beautiful girl from Missouri. Black hair, just a beautiful smile, full of positive energy. We strike a conversation, the whole family with her. We tell her what just happened to us at Mason. Actually, no, I'm lying. We didn't tell her what happened to Mason. We just said we're having a shitty day and we want beer. And so we order beer, we start drinking beer, and she's having a conversation with us. She's chit-chatting with my kids and with my wife and my cousin and her husband. And she's just telling us about how she went
Missouri. She went to college in San Diego, and she decided to stay in San Diego because she loves San Diego. And we're telling her, oh, we're from L.A., and they're from Hawaii. And she's surprised that how the fuck are you from Hawaii, and how are you from L.A., and how are you fucking cousins? And it's amazing. This fucking girl just fixed everything Mason Ale Works fucked up. So at the end, I think my bill was almost $200. I left that fucking beautiful sweetheart almost a $60 tip because I appreciated that she lifted my spirit to make me feel welcome in San Diego. And she even told us where to go for bottles, for beer. And she even told me about Peterson's donut shop, which is like a couple blocks away from fucking Cody from 3B Zing. I didn't even know that, but Cody let me know on Twitter because I was posting this shit up. We went to go get donuts late at night. She says, you know, I'll be there after work, because I guess she goes there to get a donut before she goes home or what have you. So she showed us the true beautiful parts of San Diego, and never fucking judge by a book by its cover. The beer was not good at all at San Marcos, I'm not lying to you, but the hospitality, her smiles and everybody else's smiles in that facility should be working at fucking Mason, and everybody at Mason should be getting fucking fired because mm-hmm. they fucking ruined it. They didn't, because San Marcos fixed it. So I'm a little long on the tooth, but what do you guys do? Do you guys experience shit like that? Maybe you guys don't, maybe you do, but to the listeners, does this shit happen to you? I really felt shitty, man, but they fucking fixed it. San Marcos people fixed it, man. I'm a Latino. I don't look Latino, but I do look Latino. I have fucking blue eyes. I shouldn't have. It just sucks, bro. It sucks that shit happens. I don't speak like a cholo when I go to fucking breweries unless you ask me and you know who I am. Then I'll fucking do it for you, for your entertainment. But this is me, and I fucking hate that shit. And I appreciate people that go out of their way to make everybody feel welcome. And that's it. That's all I gotta say, man. It's just fucking hurting me deep down inside, man. It fucking sucks. It sucks that my kids had to witness that. Still love you, San Diego, man. I gotta go. It's Chewy Beer and I'm out.
And it's Chew. I'm glad we played it.
Yeah.
That's damn Mason Ale Works is on blast now. Like, I can't. That's crazy for me to hear that. Like, I wouldn't think that could happen in California. Like, to me, like in Fresno, we're very, you know, it's a very Latin culture community, and you know, I mean, we have our Northeast Fresno people that sort of try to run them from it, I guess.
Yeah.
If you want to say that.
Very small pocket.
Right. But, like, for the most part, we're pretty, you know, a group like Chew, a Chew's group that he's describing, would be no issue whatsoever. Like, it would happen like it happened at the San Marcos place. It would, so, like, it's so weird to hear that Mason Ale Works was like that. And that wasn't bullshit either. Like, what Chew's group was picking up on was true. Like, what they were like, I mean, how you would sit there and, like, have an open place where barely anyone's there and be like, oh, we can't seat you right now, or we're going to get busy later. That's just insane. That's just insane.
We're going to get busy later. Like, and then to impose the certain dollar amount.
Right, and then, well, you
that's what 40. Seals the deal right there. It's like, that's absurd. You have to spend this much here to hang out here?
Yeah, that's just like, to answer Chew's question, no, I've never experienced anything like that.
We've been forgotten about at restaurants. Yeah, right. You know, like, oh, hey, you forgot my sandwich.
Right, and, yeah, well, yeah, once in a while, a waiter or waitress will forget that I was their table.
Yeah, but that seems completely petty now compared to what he's talking about.
So that's crazy. I'm glad Chu did that, and I appreciate Chu's being honest about that and dropping his persona a little bit there to tell that story. And I'm glad, you know, somebody saved it. It got saved, you know. So, and that's the kind of cool stuff I appreciate about craft beer. And it's, I can't imagine having a, we've had a couple Mason Illworks stuff here before. And I see, I want to say, is it a Whole Foods or something? Like, it feels like it's here sometime.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Or is it I've just seen been it here on the too. Show? Or has it just been somebody sending it to us?
No, it's either been Whole Foods or Fig. Because I know
that can, that black can with the yellow, like it's got the hammer and sickle or something. But, yeah.
And they did the whole thing where they friend us and then we friend them back and then all of a sudden they're gone.
Oh, yeah. You can always tell when somebody is following very not that many people but has a shit ton of followers.
Yeah.
They're going to unfollow you real quick. They're doing that whole game of like, I'll follow you and then unfollow you game. So now Perfect Board listeners know not to go to Mason Ale Works. Thanks to Chu. Thank you, Chip. And I'm glad we played the full thing. That was a legitimate reason to have a full big ass voicemail. Chu is on right on that. Now let's go to the standard voicemails. We had a lot of voicemails, man. That damn 805 day.
Oh shit. God. What did we do?
What? How's it going, fellas? This is Just Can't Win, calling in after a hiatus call. Yeah, I just got back from a trip from Portland, and I'm trying to catch up on episodes. I'm still behind. But I heard that someone else was going to Portland, and they were going to Modern Times. And if I did my math correctly, it was the same weekend that I was there, which was this past weekend, the 27th and 28th. And there was Modern Times popping, so maybe we were there at the same time. That would have been cool. Obviously, great beers. Went to Cascade while in Portland. That place was awesome. They had a collab with a Phantom Carriage. That was probably one of the busiest beers I've ever had. It's down Nick's Road. And also went to this place called the Civic Tap Room. And they had like 20-ish taps as well as like a bottle shop. And so they did a 6-pack of any can or bottle that you wanted. And they took off $9 off the overall price. So I ended up paying like $24 for 6 pints. And pretty much just like had the whole rainbow. They were majority hazies. I guess it wasn't the rainbow, but you know, just had a lot of different Oregon beers. Stuff that I couldn't get down here. Yeah, and overall, just I think I tasted like 24 different beers while in Portland this past weekend. And yeah, just calling to check in, let you guys know how it was, and keep up the good work. Thank you.
All right. Almost had it again. No, get it.
Nice.
Portland. Close, get it.
Portland.
Might have been having a get it, but not knowing he's having a get it.
You didn't know you had a get it?
You gotta check in on Untappd and say, does anyone get it? Would you like to get it?
Perfect Pour, Sober Jose.
Hey, I'm
calling you live from the Grand Get It at Willard's Step House in Largo, Florida. Okay, hold on. Let's do a count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people who listen to the show. 10.
Yeah.
Add up them points. Add up them points.
That is the record right
get
there.
Get your calculator, your
that
advocate.
Is a record,
get the pyramid out to. For sport, top pour. Top pour. Ooh, ooh. Hey,
no, only there, one gets order. A top pour.
This is
getting the top
game.
Only one person.
No, you can't even see it. It's so hazy. Well, guys, you might hear from us later. Keep up the great work.
That's enough.
Can't let Paul get a big head
no,
now.
Yeah, Paul's
perfect Paul.
guys. I am at the Grand Get It.
Oh, God dang.
At Willard's
it's Grand
Get
It in 805
with
day.
A one Lumber Jose to my left. A Michelle Hoppy Libations in front of me. With Mrs. Florida Steve to my immediate right. And then on the end of the bar, it's me, Al Green. We are here. We've had, I don't know how many beers we've had so far.
Up to all of them.
Five now? Oh, five or six? Oh, that's right. Go look.
Is that Chef?
Go
Chef
look at the quorum. Take a look at what we've had.
It's me, Chef.
We're having
I came
a lot
down.
Of fun. And you know what? There's going to be more voicemails on your way. So,
yeah,
boys, cheers and
boys.
Bye.
Bye. Wow. Damn. God dang it.
Suddenly, there's lots of single beer drinkers on the East Coast.
Damn. East Coasters. We're just going to power through. We're powering through, guys.
Hey, guys. It's Coffee Libations.
Hi.
And I am calling for the first voicemail in the cooler room.
Ooh.
Got our draft system all up here.
She's cold transferring.
Eating some pineapple pizza.
Yes.
And
I knew I liked her.
Exiting the cooler room, I'm going to our wonderful, perfect pour, Florida Get It. We got Al Green, we got the Grand Puba, Florida
Who?
Steve, and we got Lumber Jose, and
never
everybody.
Willards! 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 Willards!
So we're having a
Are they leaving multiple
time.
Calls right now? Is there somebody
and,
else in the background?
I mean, I
alternate timelines.
Here,
yeah.
But,
what
you know,
yeah, what timeline are we on
do,
right
so
now?
So there's that. I guess that's all for now. We're enjoying our Get It. We're in about beer number 12, and we got like 10 to 12 more to go. So, hey. I guess all we can say now is keep up the good work.
Get
it. Bye.
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 This just in, Willard's went out of business.
Willard's out of business. And have we talked about this beer that we've been drinking?
We have here? Not. This is
what
a
is it,
donation from the Beer Popa.
The Beer Popa.
48 to go, double
the beer
IPA.
Beer Popa, who we thought was going to be on this week. But
48 to go. I have no idea who this is from. There's symbols. There is a circle with four dashes horizontally, followed by an X and two check marks.
Hmm.
Oh, this is Captain Fatty's.
Captain Fatty's. Confusing
brewery.
Can, Captain Fatty's. That's all I'm saying.
Goleta, California. Sweet D.
Oh, good old Sweet D.
Hey, guys. This is Hoppy Hub.
What?
Oh.
He does exist.
He exists.
Hi, just making my first phone call into you guys.
They're cold transferring these calls.
Whatever you guys call it.
They're like, let's go call.
That's a cold call.
So, anyways, love you guys.
Cold call. Cold transfer.
I'll call them
cold
at the same
transfer.
Time. See what happens.
Cold transfer
See
myself.
If Google can handle it.
This is Mrs. Florida Steve.
What?
Here we go!
Holy shit.
You did it! You made me call!
You did it!
Yeah!
Will alerts! Will alerts!
One of us! One of us!
One of us! One of us! One of us!
She's like, nope.
Wow.
Leaving Mr. Florida Steve on Monday.
Yeah. This just in. Florida Steve, now single.
DM me for info.
Perfect. What's going on, guys?
Fucking Willard.
Well, revelations at the Grand Get It at Willard's.
Al Green.
Okay, I gotta give you the phone to Al Green to explain this to you, but he's gotta be quick.
No, he's already called twice.
I rinsed out an empty can of beer that I had. I poured it into a pint glass and gave it a little bit of water and rinsed it out and then topped off my beer with it. And all of the hop flavor came coating on my beer.
A perfect reformer.
It literally was the most delicious topping to a beer that I've ever had. It's we drank Tracks from Civil Society Brewing, right. And then we rinsed the can with water and drank the straight water. It's like hop tea. It's like hop crack. It's ridiculous. You need to try this. Do not accept any imitation. Straight hop to the vein.
Oh, things are starting to get wild there.
Well, it's only been a minute and a half, so I guess we'll continue on. Bye.
Bye. You don't need to go the whole fucking 3 minutes, people.
They're counting the minutes.
Dang, this fucking get it.
Hey, everybody, can you hear me?
Wow. It just keeps going.
This is Willard's Tap House on the Perfect Pour.
I've heard of it.
Coming at you from Largo, Florida, and we are enjoying our wonderful Graham Get It. Thank you.
They did not get sick of calling, did they? This is like their 10th call. They're like, yeah, every time it's still fucking fun.
It's still fucking fun. I believe it's pronounced Willard. 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 Willard.
Man, I got to go to Willard's. I still don't know what town they're in.
Largo.
Largo? Where the hell
I
that
don't
is?
Know. That doesn't
hey
sound
guys,
real.
It's Paul.
Hey,
calling
Paul.
You on 805 day. Happy 805 day, everybody.
Day, Paul.
Hey, I got to say, having an 805 first thing in the morning was not bad.
Oh.
Not bad at all.
Agreed.
Really?
Goes great with coffee, or after coffee, I should say.
After coffee.
Anyway, I wanted to call and wish Nick a happy belated birthday. I wish I had known it was your birthday, Nick. I would have baked you a cake. In fact, why don't you let me know what your favorite kind of cake is, and I will bake you a cake, and I'll throw it into a beer. I will brew you a deep, rich stout, and I'll throw the cake into the mash, and
that sounds
send it
horrible.
Out to you. How's that sound?
Horrible.
Gosh, there was one other thing I wanted to say. Now I can't fucking remember what it is. Maybe I'll call back in a minute. All right, cheers.
Boy.
Happy 805. Bye.
805.
Yeah, cheers, 5. 805.
805.
That's
bye.
Cool.
805.
805. 805. 805. 805. 805. 805.
805,
bro.
So,
hey.
Vanilla cake.
Vanilla cake?
With a
you want that in your stout?
Funfetti frosting.
That in your stout?
Yeah.
All right.
Vanilla stout? When have you never heard of this?
I've heard of it.
Vanilla stout?
But not cake.
Paul, calling right back. Oh, I remembered Paul. What it was.
What's
Nick,
that?
Do you know that you are the exact same age as Harry Potter?
Yes. I'm Harry
maybe
Potter.
Maybe you're a day younger. If your birthday is the 1st of August, then you're a day younger than Harry Potter.
Yes.
His is the 31st of July. I just saw a news article about that right at the same time that I was listening to the
sure you did
the show and heard that it was your birthday. So how about that? I happen to know how old you are, and I know how old Harry Potter is. So so you guys are the exact same fucking age. That's pretty cool. All right, cheers. Happy birthday.
Cheers.
Bye.
Dad, give out the
keep
good
up the good
work.
Work.
Sadly, I'm a muggle.
Oh, that means I'm a Star Wars geek. I don't pay attention to your stupid fucking wizard shit.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect four. Hello, Jose.
Hello. Yeah.
6:36.
Sounds like
in
a
the
hangover
morning.
From the ultimate.
The day after 805 day. 2 days after the Florida Perfect Four rep get it. Grand get it. The meeting of the mind.
Still
the
drunk 2 days after.
Will.
Still fucked up,
a lot of
guys.
Great discussion. A lot of fun
yeah,
with
yeah,
Paul.
Yeah, you have a good hangover remedy.
Long story short, Perfect Four. I am done. It's been a rough weekend, but a great weekend at the same time. Yeah.
It's
so,
been fun.
Let's see here. Let's recount some of the things. Oh. One of the things that came out of the Grand Geddes was somebody noticed something, and we've been discussing it as
right.
a brain trust.
I'm ready.
As the brain trust, we've been discussing it. Okay. When somebody calls in and talks, like I am right now, you guys talk over them.
No.
But if somebody calls in and butt dials, silent. Absolute silence.
Yep.
I can't play
I hear that shit.
Genius of thought. That was
It's me, Al Green. Shout out. It's me, Al Green. Man, dude's five. He's sharp. Better watch out for him.
I feel like I should talk to him. Right,
yeah, we should be saying something.
Yeah.
KDS.
It's kind of slow, so we should probably talk about it.
We had a good time.
I wonder.
Even folks.
Did he have an 805?
We weren't quite sure why we were there. Had a good time.
Who didn't have an 805? Check in.
Who didn't have an 805?
Guys, 805 pay was money. I didn't do 805 day, though. I did 850 day.
Will Ertz.
Anyway, guys are doing a great thing. Keep up the great work, guys.
Keep up the great work.
Thanks. If you don't want us to talk over you, butt dial us.
Yeah. I almost feel bad for saying this, but there should be a thing on Facebook where it says, checked in safe from 805 day, as if like they didn't have an 805.
Probably should. It's like, I haven't seen anything from blah, blah, blah. He should have checked in with his 805 by now.
Checked in safe. 805 free. Worried.
Can somebody try and contact him? Because...
I'm calling you from the 805. It is now 8:07. I did not participate in 805 day. I'm not gonna lie.
You are forgiven.
I did celebrate by having a cryospace double IPA from an 805 brewery called Casa Aglia, which is, in my opinion, with the exception of Libertine, probably the best brewery in the actual 805. If you guys get a chance to try them, I highly suggest that you do. Casa Aglia translates to sour house, and so they do all sours and specialty IPAs like hazies. And their membership opens up in a month or so, and my wife only likes sour beers, so she has given the thumbs up for us to join. So I'll be doing that soon, and I'll be able to grab more of their cans more often because they do sell out, and I'll have first dibs on them, and I'll be sending you guys over some. But if you guys ever come across their bottles, I mean, kind of same vibe as Libertine, except they do a little bit more IPAs on a regular basis, but those are specifically for can release. But they're about to do an expansion. They just bought more of the building that they're in Oxnard. So... they should be producing more, and I'll try to get them out to you guys. But yeah, 805 day was still a good day. Cheers to everybody that celebrated. I was with you in spirit, I guess. Keep up the good work, guys.
Guys. Oh, man. We're almost through it. Almost done with voicemails, guys.
I'm fading fast today.
Hang on. We can do it. It's almost done. Hang on. Two more.
Wouldn't the perfect time for you to be here in this one? I say, I'm drinking. Literally.
You guys probably heard my heartfelt
email voicemail that I sent in. Just letting you know that Tricky Beer is on his feet. That shit's not going to get me down, Holmes. I was just a little... It took me back, Holmes, but... 3 years was okay, and I'm good, Holmes. We move forward and we move on, Holmes. That was just maybe one person, maybe not the establishment. Anyways, that's it. Just calling to let you know that I sent you out.
That wasn't me. I cut him off. I cut you off. How dare
you? He sent us what?
What did he send us? I want to know! By the way, we have a P.O. box you could send beer to, yeast samples to. Excuse me.
Details look down in the show notes.
Details in show notes. Look at show notes. Perfect Poor Pod.
Hey there, Perfect Poor Podcast.
Serenity.
I'm hoping to try and get this under the wire. I know this is an 11th hour call, and maybe I'll hear it this weekend. Maybe I won't. Maybe it'll be 2 weeks. Yeah. Maybe this will get lost in Google voicemail. Anyways, I'm hoping the bearded brewer managed to get the only sour that Mikey might ever like onto the show tonight. That's a... Garage Boy total donation. That's direct from Jazz up there in Portland down through me, and he actually gave that to me, so that was out of my personal donation pile because I think you guys would really dig it. wishing the brother a happy belated birthday, and I hope everyone had a fantastic 805 day. And as always, keep up, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Get off the phone, Fontana Jim.
Yeah, landline.
I'm not sure what he's talking about.
Oh, good, because we have no idea.
Some sort of mystery sour that he's referring to.
But do I already have it? Was it dropped off?
Who knows? Did we drink it?
She called me up.
Where am I?
Left me a voicemail, but she
Willards! 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 Willards!
We did it. One of the biggest voicemail segments ever in the history of podcasting. We all got through it. Thank you, everybody, for donating their time to the show. Thank you, Chu, and all the peoples, and Willards especially. Thank you for dealing
especially
with that.
Willards.
That get it.
Hopefully it was double the fun because it was double the long.
That's what she said.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Looking out Looking out for beers. Looking out for.
Yeah, we're still doing all the things.
Looking out for beers.
Always be double the
looking
long.
Out for, looking out yes. for beers.
It's a girl
looking
saying private, don't be. Real quick, I'm just going to say some beers to look out for. I'm just going to throw two of them out there.
Yeah?
New World Ales. They're somewhere. They're somewhere in L.A. or something.
Cool.
Beer.
Yeah. So they're somewhere making beer. It's called Billy's Haze. It's a double dry hop, 16-ounce can, 7.5%, 40 IBU beer. It's their mascot that has now passed away, a goat. And he's no longer with us, Billy the Goat, but they made a beer for him. It's got Azaka hops, Centennial, Citra, Idaho 7, Mosaic.
Your favorite.
Oh, all the hops. It's got them all.
Hey, Billy, you got any Haze?
Hey, Billy, hey. That's what I thought it was at first. I thought it was a Billy Haze. Billy Mays.
Billy Haze here.
Reference, but it was not. Billy Hayes. Here's one I missed, and it might be too late, guys, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway. Beechwood Brewing, Hoppler Effect.
Yeah.
Is that Doppler?
Doppler.
Hoppler Effect.
Thanks for mansplaining that to us, Michael.
I don't think you understand. It's referencing Doppler, but
like,
it says
like
Hoppler.
The radar?
Hoppler Effect.
No, yeah. That's like the ambulance going by.
It's an exclusive beer.
Exclusive.
It's a DIPA, double IPA. It's only $16 for the 4-pack of 16-ounce cans. So maybe somebody could, like, spare a can for us.
Spare some change,
It's a West Coast double. It's got Columbus, Rakua,
huh?
Waimea, Mosaic, Citra, Simcoe, Warrior, Equinox. These all sound like
you're
hops
trailing off. Are you still saying things?
They got hops. They got them hops. So there, Matt. What are you looking out for?
Firestone and Modern Times have collabed.
Ooh.
For a can.
Wait, it's a half buyout.
I haven't seen this partial buyout Modern Times.
So, looking out for that beer. It's a can release.
Are both breweries going to have it?
It was a Modern Times can.
Okay.
I'm going to try to pull it up.
So we know Modern Times will have it. We don't know.
Maybe Draft. I don't know.
Firestone will have that.
But it's an IPA of the sorts. I'm stalling for time.
IPA-ish. I'm stalling for time as well.
IPA.
Might as well open a beer.
German-American hop. Whoa.
Sorry.
German-American hops, including Mosaic, Callistus, Mandarino Bavaria, and fermented with Firestone's house yeast. This new wave IPA sports bright, crisp notes of ripe citrus, tropical fruit, and candied peach. 4-packs will be available.
I love gold!
In our next online special release sale on 8/11. So I want to know what that tastes like. Modern Times beer with Firestone house yeast.
Hmm.
It could be good.
Well, I don't know.
Sounds kind of crazy.
Stone messed up a society beer. So yeah. You don't know how things can go these days.
I didn't think it was that bad.
I don't think it's bad. I just think it was super underwhelming.
Worst superhero ever. I'm super underwhelming.
Super underwhelming.
I'm here to mediocre your day.
To just sort of be here. Just slightly better than a regular human.
Yeah.
Well, that's all you're looking out for?
Oh, this is that's nice.
That's it.
Keeping it simple.
All right. What is it we have this new beer we have here?
This is a formerly known as Rad Stacy's Mothership, New Belgium's Transatlantic Creek.
Creek. It's red.
It's red. It's rosy. I'm guessing it's a lambic.
It's rosy.
I think it's pronounced lambic.
Oh! Holy shit, that's tart as fuck.
Hey, there you go.
What the hell do you think a creek is?
Yeah, but like, whoa, man.
It's not the thing that runs, but it's not a waterway.
I'm going to have to go to my dentist tomorrow. I'm going to have to text my dentist right now in the middle of the night. Say, hey, I'm coming in tomorrow. I'm
coming in tomorrow. We got a problem.
I got a problem. We just had a crack.
I got a creak in my tooth.
Ah! I just tasted it again.
It's stuck between my teeth. Can you clean it?
That glass is done. That glass can go over there and sit.
Wow.
Jesus. It's a good beer.
Ruined
well,
it.
You have any chrome on your Volkswagen? Because I'm sure this shit could shine it up real nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're right. I did bring him the polish. I'm sorry.
Woo. Dang. Nick?
Brewed by Griot's Garage.
Nick, are you looking out for?
Mr. Sandman, rum barrel aged stout by River North. Hey, daddy-o.
Daddy-o.
And the
Back to the Future reference.
McKellar's Breakfast Club. Some kind of coffee stout.
I might have one of those in my fridge.
Does it have a fun character on the can?
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, that's courtesy of Hooscraft Kelly. She said, "You would like this, but you'll never get it.
You'll never get this."
Yep.
Oh, Kelly.
Curses.
Curses. Kelly got me again. Foiled. I've been foiled.
You're foiled again, Batman.
And that's it.
That's all you're looking out for, huh? You think so, huh?
I believe.
All right.
Drinking some beer last week. Last week, Scott drinking a beer.
Cut drinking.
That must be a new version. I don't remember that version previously.
That was Paul. That was all Paul.
Yeah. I don't remember those lyrics before. That's new.
Yeah. They're new. Update your Untappd app, guys, so you can
slide
DM
into
everyone.
Your DMs.
Slide into the DMs and check into some beers. Nick, what were you drinking this last week? What we got drinking?
Eggplant emoji, cheese wedge.
Oh, man.
Beers.
That's the same messages
crashing.
I'm getting on there.
Yep.
All my DMs have eggplant emojis.
So here's where I'm at in my life. You go to a bar, there's four taps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You've already committed to drinking at this bar.
It's trouble. You're in trouble.
One of them is Sierra Nevada.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
It's a hazy beer.
Whoa!
Hazy little thing?
Oh, no, Nick.
So there's two...
But it's like the tamest hazy beer ever.
But there's two true indie tap handles at this bar.
Oh, okay.
And hazy was the choice.
There are two hazies?
No.
There are four taps and two
One was
are
a Kolsch. All right. I was like, Kolsch or hazy?
Oh,
good Lord, I'm going hazy. Tough.
I might go Kolsch if, well, it depends if I'm driving.
If you're driving. We were Ubering.
Ubering. Oh, then, yeah, that's bad. You're like, I don't want a Kolsch when I've got an Uber.
Kolsch?
It's the last thing you want to drink when you have an Uber.
I want to get citrus wasted.
I want to get fucked up. I'm paying for an Uber. I want to earn that Uber. I'm going to earn it. You don't want to get an Uber and then feel like you could have driven.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the worst Uber.
You got to make it count.
I'm having a normal conversation with this Uber driver.
That is a terrible Uber when you're just like, yeah, man, I could have done exactly what this guy's doing.
We're discussing politics. Yeah. I'm completely sober.
I'm paying this guy $20, and I could have done the same thing, and it would have been fine. I would have driven right home. God damn it. I've wasted an Uber.
Wasted the Uber.
When you've wasted an Uber. That feel, well, that's just a ball opener I dropped.
That's fine. That's fine. So I went hazy. Hazy crazy.
Hazy crazy.
Hazy crazy.
Hey, Uber driver, I'm hazy crazy. That's cool.
That's
just
cool, bro.
Just give me a 5-star. Hey, no, ride that over. You never know what kind of rating I'm going to give you.
What else did I have?
Yeah, what else, man?
I don't remember, but I did have an 805 twice.
You did 805 PM?
Maybe I did the PM. He doesn't remember.
I don't remember anything. I had 2 805s today, honey. You have a problem, Nick.
Deuce 805.
Well, you have a problem from that drinking.
Did you go get some Taco Bell after that?
What happened to your you drink? You drink a 16-ounce 805 in the morning, 805. Now what? Now your day.
Yes.
Did you feel like you had a different day because you had that 805 that morning? Do you feel like you had a different Sunday than your normal Sunday?
I believe. Well, yes. Obviously, it was different, but I believe that 805 was a bit of a hair of the dog situation because of my Saturday night.
Right.
Saturday night, I was drinking whiskey. And whiskey plus two hazy little things from Sierra Nevada. So I was feeling pretty good by 7:50 a.m. Sunday morning. No, and I believe that 8:05 kind of saved me in some way or another. Allowed me to continue on to the family barbecue later that day.
Oh.
It saved you from going off the rails on the hazy train?
In the hazy train.
Thanks, Ozzy.
Yeah. Thanks, Ozzy. Then we were at the family get it later that day for the 8:05 p.m. version of the 24-ounce can of
8:05. 24.
And I made, I don't know if I made them, but I persuaded the Steve and Zach to have a sip of the 8:05. Wow.
Yeah, I drove out there, so I had to be good. I couldn't have a beer that late in the evening.
So
yeah.
I didn't have an
8:05. Matt, we didn't want to get Matt in trouble.
Oh, I had to cut myself off. Wow. Sorry, guys.
Good call, Matt. Good call. So that's the Nick 80 on Untappd. That's what
here
that's
it
what's
is
going down. Beardy Brewer 87 on Untappd. That's Matt.
So
I know you had a major bottle share.
Yep, I didn't really write anything down, so I know from Southgate I had their IPA and their pale. I had the Stone Society collab, which I did like.
Nice.
Wild IPA from Libertine, a Mocha Machine from Beachwood. And let's see, Hop Apocalypse from Drake's. Supplication from Russian River, and I wrote down a beer, Deed State. I don't remember what that was.
I wrote this down, but can't, you know, to be honest, I don't remember.
Many other beers were had, but most of them were just more boring because been trying to buy the six packs and stay home or drink at home thing.
Yeah, budget cuts.
Yep.
Oh, man. Well, that leads into me because that's what I've been doing this week. I've been doing budget cuts.
Budget cuts.
I had an old, really old beer.
Ooh.
Like, I want to try to figure out a thing where if your palate, if you adjust your palate to old beer, then then you can start picking up on, if you know, like say in the old
sale one, beers.
Yeah, like you can calibrate your palate and be like, now I'm calibrated to old beers. So like, if you're having beers that are a year old, then you can pick up on beers that are better than the other beer. If they're a year old, you're just like, oh man, this is really good. Because I'm calibrated to old beers. So I'm like, oh, this is a really good old beer.
So you're being coming in expert in,
you know,
antiquities beer.
Right. So yeah, I'm like, yeah. So that's a niche you can get into in craft
old
beer.
Old beer niche.
Old beer niche. I'm thinking about getting into it. I had an old almost a year to the day Tahoe Deep Imperial IPA. And it, you know what? I drank it all.
That sounds rough,
though. I drank the whole can. I didn't be like, no, I can't finish this. I drank it all.
I'm going to finish it.
And I had, you know, an AF5. Because.
Singular?
Yep.
And?
One, I did not do the morning. I just sat there on my Instagram waiting for Nick to go live.
Apparently. And yeah.
But at least he posted pictures and stuff.
But what I realized after was I should have done a beer bench.
Beer bench. Been, oh, that'd been good.
Yeah.
That'd been good.
So
we have a YouTube channel. There is a link in the show notes, or if you just search on YouTube, the channel's The Perfect Boar, you should be able to find it. But there's stuff on there. Beer benches and whatnots and so forth. And that's what you need to know about what's been happening.
Crowd goes wild for Willard. Largo.
Wow. Hey, man, cheers. We have a new golden god.
Woo! Son of a bitch. Oh, I mean,
is it Willard's?
Is it Willard's? Willard's now.
It's not Willard's. Anybody. It's Willard.
It's Willard. 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 Or it's actually Kenneth Lyman. Thank you, Kenneth, for being our latest golden god.
Golden god.
Yes, you can give us money. You're like, man, I've been listening to this podcast. I wish I could give these guys money. I'm just like burning a hole in my pocket, this money that I have. I want to give it to these three people. Well, you can do that. Patreon.com/perfectboar. It's a way you can donate money to the show. You can look in the show notes as well. There's a link to our Patreon page. And $5 or more a month, you donate to us. And we can give you things back. Like you can listen to the tailgate session, raw audio of us before the show. And you get invited to the Porum, the famous face. It's keeping Facebook alive. If it wasn't for the Porum, Facebook would shut down. I think that's somebody told me. I think Zuck told me that.
The Zuck
told me that. He's like, man, thank God for the Porum. Otherwise, we might just end Facebook. I was like, that's cool, Zuck. We'll keep it going then. So those are things that you get if you become a golden god. Also, cheers to Allagash Tom. To Benjay M. Clark, to Fire Dog Brewing, to the Hopocalypse, to Kushnak _ Brewing. And also, I had a message that didn't get on the voicemails. That it's a message to you. You know how we like to send messages amongst listeners via the show? When listeners want to message each other, and they don't, you know, they don't want to do it directly. They want to do it through the show. Oh, yeah.
Why not?
We can accommodate. Accommodate that.
Accommodate?
We can accommodate. That's a word.
That sounds like a scandal.
No, no, it's a super, super doughy word. And that message is to chew your beer. It's from the hop, the dot apocalypse. And they're trying to leave a voicemail, but it didn't work for them. So they're like, they want to tell Chew Your Beer. So thank you for the two beers and the stickers he sent. And thanks and keep up the good work, guys. And I'm drinking. So the Chew, just so you know, you got a message sent to you.
The Chew.
From Juiced, a.k.a. The Dot Apocalypse. And that's enough for me. Matt, what do you use? Some cheers.
Cheers out to Tony Bags. He donated a crowler for the show that we'll get to. It's a sour. Don't worry about it. We'll get to it next week. And then cheers out to Zach from Drake's. He hooked us up with some...
thank you, Zach.
Some fuel to get us through the week.
I have beer to get me through the week.
Week beer.
So cheers out to those fellas.
Cheers. Nick.
Oh, yeah. I feel good.
Feeling good.
Okay. Once again, our resident historian, Captain Whiffle.
Yes.
Has checked in with an update.
Uh-oh. We got an update.
Episode 136. Wait, where did it go? No, come 136. Back.
Feels like 136. Okay. Everything's locked in.
So 136. Point. Mikey is two beers away from 1,000 check-ins.
Oh, on Untapped. Goodness. Oh, my goodness. It's exciting.
So 2016, you're at 1,000. Where are you at now?
Let's ask Untapped. Are you talking about uniques, bro?
Uniques, bro.
We need a unique uniques. Update. One of my uniques. Shit. How do I get to my fucking uniques? Yeah,
okay. So, we'll come back to that.
I use Untappd every day, and now all of a sudden I don't know how to use it.
Hit your little profile icon.
Yeah, I'm trying. Okay. Mikey Tapor or Dorktown on Untappd.
So this is February 2016. My uniques
right now are 1,678.
There you go.
Mine's 1,526, and I've pretty much stopped all checking.
Wow. Yeah. Well, like, I miss so many beers that we do here in the show.
Yeah, I think that's what he's getting at. I think we hit 1,000 really quick, and then since then, it's kind of just slowly tapered. Yeah,
I
know.
I don't check in enough anymore. Because I should be at 2,000 uniques. Yeah, obviously. Really. Come on.
Yeah. Then he goes on to say 137, episode 137, first pod over 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
This is 2016. We're over 2 hours, most voicemails in one episode.
Oh, yeah. We just shattered that.
I believe we have hit a new record.
Yes.
And I don't know which Matt. I don't know if he's talking about Bearded Brewer Matt or a different Matt, but it says... Matt left four voicemails. Ha ha.
That wouldn't have been our Matt.
Well, I wonder what he was doing before where he would leave four voicemails. Back in 2016.
Who knows?
So 2016, the inaugural 2 hour episode.
First time we broached the 2 hour mark. Now we do it all the time. Damn.
Wow. And do we dare?
Yeah, we dare.
Cheers to our 805 day participants.
Yeah.
Quickly, Evil Circle, E-Rock 075, who did a shotgun Instagram video of his beer. Nice. He shotgunned it. The Renterias. That's
a shotgun beer.
The Renterias made an appearance.
Ooh, Renterias popped up.
Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Renteria. Ooh. They were both 805ing. Scotty B, Stevie, I made Stevie Z participate. Benj Clark, Kelly from Who's Craft had a beer.
Who's Craft?
She went for the bottle. Chew Your Beer did twice that day. Ants, the Fontana Gym, Chef Matt Tubby.
Jeez.
Big Game James.
What a day.
Jake from State Farm phoned it in with a Michelob Ultra.
Oh, well, I'm having an Ultra. That's the same thing, right? That's
pretty much the same thing. Of course, Paul from Fairfax, the instigator of this whole shenanigan. Rad Mike, and honorable mentions for the 850 / others. Beer check-ins are Arco, our one of our Minnesota reps. Hoppy Libations, Colin and Janine. They tried, but they could not find an 805.
Well, they tried.
And Al Green, Florida Steve, and Lumber Jose.
Wow. That's a lot of cheers. And cheers all those people. Cheers you, the listener of the show. Thanks for having fun with us. We'll be back next Friday with a new version of what we just did. Who knows if it's going to be better or worse. You just never know. And thanks, everyone. Keep up the great work. Be safe. Have fun. Check your dates. PerfectPortPod.com. And PerfectPortPod on social media. Hey, guys. I'm ending the podcast.
Will alerts.
Sunburns.
Pink eye.
Saturday.
Pink eye.
Pink eye's playing Saturday.
What?